We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
Radio broadcast, this I believe.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jeffrey Wilson reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Hudson Valley Democrats in Congress are now united in support of an impeachment inquiry of the president. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents the 18th district in the southern Hudson Valley, and Representative Antonio Delgado both announced September 24th that they were joining Representative Paul Tonko and almost 200 other Democrats supporting impeachment. Maloney said he is, quote, prepared to pursue an impeachment inquiry. I have had a high bar for putting the country through an impeachment inquiry, especially so close to an election, but these allegations go to the heart of the oath I took. There comes a time to put your country first, unquote. Delgado and Maloney committed publicly to impeachment just hours before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also called for an official impeachment inquiry. New York Democrat Representative Joe Morrell, who represents Rochester, also joined the list of those backing impeachment, which grew to over 200 by the end of the day. The U.S. Senate voted unanimously September 24th for a non-binding resolution calling for the whistleblower complaint related to President Trump's communications with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to be released to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. Trump admits to asking about Ukraine investigating the son of Democrat Joe Biden and was reportedly threatening to withhold Senate-approved funding for the country. House Democrats are expected to vote to condemn the president's actions with Ukraine in the September 25th vote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
On Twitter, Delgado wrote, and I quote, "The first responsibility of the President of the United States is to keep our country safe, but it has become clear that our President has placed his personal interest above the national security of our nation. I believe articles of impeachment are warranted," end quote. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesperson Michael McAdams responded to Delgado's announcement saying, and I quote, "In a district President Trump won by more than 6 points, Antonio Delgado's decision to pursue impeachment will be a political death sentence," end quote. Heather Kovar is reporting for WRGB-TV. A Columbia County woman attending a birthday party over the weekend was attacked by a rabid gray fox. The incident occurred September 21st at the Rojan Boat Club near Germantown. Witnesses say the fox came out of the woods and then bit and scratched Sue Hoyland. Hoyland's friends spoke to CBS on her behalf, saying the incident was, and I quote, "pure panic," end quote. The Columbia County Health Department has confirmed the fox tested positive for rabies. Edward Coons, Director of Environmental Health Services for the Columbia County Health Department, said this was not the first fox to test positive for rabies in the county. Coons said, and I quote, "The concern is we started out 2019 with a heavy burden of raccoon rabies. This continued into late spring and early summer," end quote. Then last month, a gray fox tested positive after it attacked a woman in Hudson. Coons is advising pet owners to keep dogs and cats up to date on their shots. Anyone who comes into contact with a wild animal is asked to contact the health department at 518-828-3358. And you can read the full story at cbs6albany.com.
Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners met on September 11th and selected Randall Martin as chair, Marie Ball vice chair, and Peggy Pollenberg treasurer for the 2019-2020 year. The HHH board selected Randall Martin to be the chair. He's a local videographer. He moves up from vice chair, replacing Alan Weaver. Ball is a partner at the Look Apparel store in Hudson and joined the board last November. Pollenberg will start a second year as treasurer. The HHA administers the 135-unit income-restricted Bliss Apartments and federal Section 8 vouchers housing elsewhere in Hudson. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Governor Andrew Cuomo, September 20th, announced a statewide effort to crack down on underage drinking during the month of October. Law enforcement agencies will work with the State Liquor Authority and the State Department of Motor Vehicles to conduct underage drinking checks at locations suspected of selling alcohol to minors, including bars, restaurants, liquor stores, and grocery stores. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said his department works with state authorities to conduct these investigations. He said, and I quote, "We do routine checks with local retail stores that sell beer, and we use underage people. We find more often than not that our stores are in compliance," end quote. Coxsackie Police Chief Sam Minto said his department works side by side with state police to conduct sweeps. Minto said, and I quote, "We work in conjunction with the state police, and they initiate these sweeps. They are very good about contacting local agencies and taking input regarding problematic spots in the community," end quote. He said the last violation for selling alcohol to underage customers in Coxsackie was about 2 years ago. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman, founder of the addiction recovery organization Chatham Cares For You, said he supports the state's initiative. He said, and I quote, "In Chatham, our retailers have been pretty good. I am pretty confident that any type of initiative will find that our retailers are checking IDs. The initiative of doing checks and enforcing and regulating has helped keep everyone on their toes. It keeps people honest," end quote. According to the State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, drinking alcohol before age 21 can interfere with brain development, causing learning difficulties well into the early 20s. Early alcohol use is also associated with poor grades, absenteeism, and higher school dropout rates, according to the state agency. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Development Corporation is broke and trying to sublease their space near the Hudson waterfront. Quote, "It's not being used and we're broke, so if it has to be approved by the council, that could be 2 to 3 months," unquote, said Steve Dunn, after learning the Hudson Common Council would have to approve any deal. The HDC has office space on the second floor of First North Front Street, above the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the opening of the UN General Assembly this week means big business for New York Stewart International Airport. The Orange County Transport Hub is used by many foreign leaders to park their official government aircraft. The annual event means additional aircraft landing and parking fees and fuel charges. Planes from Qatar and Spain were among the dozen or so planes on the tarmac September 23rd. Stewart is chosen for several reasons, including security, lack of congestion, and cheaper cost than New York metropolitan airports. The planes are handled at Stewart by Signature Air and Atlantic Aviation. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com.
William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that the Public Access Northern Dutchess Area, or PANDA Group, is being asked by its Rhinebeck landlord to move, putting the organization in jeopardy. PANDA chairperson Eric Rybeck also complained that as consumers cut cords on cable TV, funding for public access television dries up. Quote, "One of the risks is that as people sign off of cable, that revenue is going to go down," unquote, he said. The group is paid to record and broadcast board meetings in the town and village of Rhinebeck, the town and village of Red Hook, and the village of Tivoli. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper on the results of the Relief Janssen Library's Community Conversation Initiative. The project began in April with a series of public conversations held at various locations in the community. A total of 54 people, residents of Ancrum, Copec, and Hillsdale, participated. All but four of the participants were over the age of 50. The library took on the initiative to become more familiar with the community it serves. The conversations reveal that people want a sense of connection and community spirit. Their concerns focused on connections, communications, and economic challenges. Obstacles to connecting with others in the community include the rural character of the place, differences between long-time versus new residents, and weekenders versus full-time residents. When asked about communications, participants said they are unaware what is going on or where to get information. Economic challenges include a lack of good-paying jobs, skills to fill jobs, a lack of affordable housing, and a lack of public transportation. More specific concerns included the impact of short-term rentals on the housing market and the sense of community and the lack of broadband access. What would make a difference? According to the findings, residents would like more places and events for diverse groups to come together. Development of a local newsletter or a website listing services and events for the Rojan area. Vocational training to help students develop job skills and business development that caters to changing demographics such as seniors and second homeowners. Conversation participants said they do not trust their town board to act on issues of concern, but they do have faith in the Hillsdale Safe at Home Committee and Crimdale Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the Kopeck Grange and Library. The findings will be used to develop the library's five-year strategic plan. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of around 54. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of around 49 degrees. So there you have your weather update brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Listen out for these live broadcasts and extra web streams on the WGXC program schedule during the coming week. On Thursday, September 26th, WGXC Live will carry a live web stream of Bobby Previtt's Blueprints performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org around 9 p.m. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the web stream. Visit theavalonlounge.com for more information. On Friday, September 27th, WGXC Live will broadcast the live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, where the band Ace of Wands and Carolyn Morosi will perform. The show will air on 90.7 FM from 9 to 10 p.m., and continue online at WGXC.org. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the web stream. Visit theavalonlounge.com for more information. On Saturday, September 28th, WGXC Live will broadcast the live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, where the band Camp St. Helene will perform. Wesley Harper opens the show and DJ Matt Wagner performs later. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org around 9 p.m. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the web stream. The show will air on 90.7 FM until 10 p.m., then continue online until 2 a.m. at WGXC.org. Visit theavalonlounge.com for more information. Be sure to check our program schedule for new listings of public events, community meetings, and other dedicated web streams, which may not have been posted at the time this announcement was recorded. You can also download the free Wavefarm app to listen on your phone or iDevice, or use it to become a broadcast partner with WGXC.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
On Wednesday, September 25th, this month's Hudson Area Library General Reading Book Group book is Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. The group covers fiction and nonfiction and is facilitated by longtime member of the Friends of the Hudson Area Library, Sharon Getty. Books for the group are all available for borrowing through the Mid-Hudson Library System, meeting held from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library. Workshop meeting of the Greene County Legislature will be held starting at 6 p.m. in the caucus room. On Thursday, September 26th, taught by author, artist, educator, and social activist Maureen McNeil. This class, in collaboration with the City of Hudson Senior Center and the Hudson Area Library, will focus on discovering the power of the inner self through the practice of daily writing. Registration is limited at programs@hudsonarealibrary.org and is on a first-come, first-served basis. Bobby Previtt leads a conceptual performance with webcasts at WGXC.org and Wayfarm.org. Previtt has invited some of his favorite musicians in the Hudson Valley and beyond to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill for these inaugural concerts of his newest project, Blueprints, starting at 9 p.m. The ensemble will play, distort, improvise around, and sometimes ignore these fragments. Using hand signals, body movements, and the occasional odd glare, Previtt conducts the musicians through the maze, taking a different path every night. On Friday, September 27th, the First Reformed Church of Catskill on Main Street will be holding their Fall Rummage Sale on Friday, September 27th from 9 to 5 and Saturday, September 28th from 9 to 1. The Catskill Farmers Market runs from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Catskill Community Center on Main Street. Learn to safely pickle and keep food fresh up to 18 months using a boil water canner. This is a hands-on class where participants will end up preparing a pickled product to take home. The course will be held at the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties Extension Education Center on Route 66 in Hudson from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at ccecolumbiagreen.org or call 518-622-9820, extension 100. Spirit Family Reunion and Joanna Sternberg perform at BSP Kingston starting at 8 p.m. Independent artist and musician of guitar and percussion Lee performs at the Hudson Underground on Warren Street at 8 p.m. NRBQ performs at the Falcon on Route 9W in Marlboro starting at 8 p.m. Ace of Wands and Carolyn Morosi perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill beginning at 9 p.m. with live web stream on WGXC.org. The Half Moon on South Front Street in Hudson hosts Your Vote, Your Voice with voter registration on the spot and ice cream party with mostly girls DJ sets. All proceeds go towards the Kamal Johnson campaign for mayor starting at 9 p.m.